نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم أنفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. Inshallah, today we will cover Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 28 to 33. First, we will look at the word meaning. So beginning with Ayah 28, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kayfa, how. This word is used to show surprise. Takfuruna, you disbelieve. So how do we know it's you? The ta in the beginning indicates you. Now if it said yakfuruna with the ya fatha in the beginning, it would mean they disbelieve. Billahi, bi is with or in. Allah, Allah. وَكُنْتُمْ. Here, wa doesn't mean and, it means while. كُنْتُمْ, you were. So, وَكُنْتُمْ, while you were. أَمْوَاتًا, once dead. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. فَ, then, in the middle is أَحْيَا. This means giving life. As we know, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hayy, means one living or one who gives life. Kum, you. Fa-ahyakum, then he gave life to you. Kum and tum are rhyming words and they both mean you. Thumma, then, yumitukum. If we look at yumitu means cause to die. So yumitukum gives death to you or causes you to die. Thumma, then, yuhyikum. Ya in the beginning, here is for the third person. He will give life to you. Thumma, then, إِلَيْهِ. If we divide this word in two parts, إِلَى, which means to, he, this is a pronoun for him. So to him, تُرْجَعُونَ. تَ in the beginning, you, middle, رَجَعَ, to return, as we learned before. So here, تُرْجَعُونَ, so you will be returned. Now here, another thing to note is the dhamma on the ta, and the jeem has a fatha. This makes the word into a passive form. So for example, when one is doing something, you could say that that is an active form of the verb. But when one is made to do something or forced to do something, this is a little different. It's passive. So here, you will be returned, whether you like it or not. Huwa, he, alladhi, the one who, khalaqa, he created, lakum, la, for, kum, you. Now this word, and other words such as kum, fi, tum, ila, alladhi, الَّذِينَ should be familiar to us. مَا, whatever. فِي, in. الْأَرْضِ, the earth. جَمِيعًا, this is from the word جَمَعَ, جِيم, مِيم, عَيْن. It means to do collectively or all, as in جَمَعَ الصَّلَاةِ, when everyone prays together. So, jamian, all. Thumma, then. Istawa, from seen well, yeah, sawa. Now, stawa is something such as a line of an equator that divides equally. And it means the same. If ila comes after it, then it means to turn toward something. So here, thumma stawa, then he turned. Ila to as-sama'i, the sky. Fastawahunna, fa, so. Sawa, the same root word as we learned for istawa, seen wa ya, meaning same or equal. But since it does not have ila following after it, it means fashion them or level them. Hunna is a pronoun for them. So fasawahunna, fashion them or level them. Saba, the number seven. Samawatin, skies or heavens. The alif and the ta at the end indicate a feminine plural. Wahua, and he. Bikulli, be with. Kulli, all. Shay'in, things. Alimun, one most knowledgeable or all-knowing. This is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn Hakimun, Alimun. These are rhyming, and these forms indicate a quality in great magnitude and carry exaggeration. Wa idh, and when. This word is called zarfe zaman, which shows time. So whenever is comes, it means to remember a certain time. Qala, said. Rabbuka, rabbu means rab, ka yours. So rabbuka, your rab or sustainer. Lil malaikati, li here in the beginning means to. Al-Malaikati, the angels. The root word of Al-Malaikati is Hamza, Lam, Kaf. Malaikati is plural for Malak, which is singular for angel. Inni, we learned Inna, here it is attached to Ya, it indicates me, I. So Inni, indeed, I. Ja'ilun. We also learn another word with the same root, jim, ayn, lam. Yaj'alun, to make. So ja'ilun can be compared to fa'ilun. Fa'ilun is one who does the action. And because they are rhyming, they come from the same weight. So ja'ilun is one to make. Fi, in, al-ardi, the earth, khalifatan. Now this word is from khalifa, which means behind. So when it comes in this form as khalifa, it means to come after another, as a vicegerent comes one after another. Vicegerent means a trustee, someone who is appointed by a ruler as a deputy. So khalifatan is a trustee or a deputy or a vicegerent. Qalu, they said. The waw alif indicates the plural. Ataj'alu. The alif with the hamza, this is an interrogatory letter when it is in the beginning. So a means do, ta fatha means you, ja'alu make. So together, أتجعلوا, do you make. فيها, في, in, ها, it. Now, what is the ها indicating to? The earth. من, who. This is من, not men. Both have a different meaning. If we make a vocabulary list of words that are used again and again, it will become easy for us to refer to them. Yufsidu, from fasada. Fasada means to corrupt. And of course, this is the opposite of islah. Corruption, disturbance, disorder. Fiha, again, fi, in, ha, it. Again, the ha is pointing to the earth. Wa yasfiku, wa, and, ya, in the beginning indicates the third person. Sin, fa, gaf, for bloodshed, or to cause to flow. So, wa yusfiku, and will shed, ad-dima'a, the blood, as one does dam and hajj, which means to sacrifice an animal when one makes a mistake in hajj. Wa nahnu, wa, and nahnu, we, nusabbihu. The noon in the beginning means we. Sabaha is a root word and it means as doing tasbih. The dictionary meaning is swimming quickly. As one does tasbih quickly, this also includes obeying the commands of Allah swiftly. So nusabbihu, we glorify. Bihamdika, be with hamdi, praise and gratitude. Ka, yours. Ka is used for masculine form and ki is for feminine, and it both mean yours, as his or her. So here, with your praises. Wa nuqaddisu, wa, and nu in the beginning means we. Qaddisu, sanctify, as the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means quddus, taqdis. It means to sanctify. So what does it mean to sanctify? It means when one declares the flawlessness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from things that do not suit His majesty, such as shirk, weaknesses. So taqdis is to sanctify. Wa nuqaddisu, and we sanctify. Laka, la, for, ka, you. Qala, he said, inni, indeed I, as we just learned, a'lamu, from ayn lam mim, which means knowing. So a'lamu, I know. When a word comes with this format, it means exaggeration of a quality, such as akbar, asghar, ahsan. Akbar means very big, asghar means very small, ahsan means very good. So a'lamu, I know. Ma, what? La, not. Ta'lamuna, ta, you. Ayn lam mim is in the middle and it means knowledge. Waw noon is a plural. So ta'lamuna, you know. Wa'allama, wa, and. When there is a shadda on the lam, that indicates teaching. So wa'allama, and taught. Adama, Adam, alayhi salam. Al-asma'a, this is plural of ism and means name. So al-asma'a, the names. Kullaha, all of it. Thumma, then. Aradahum. Arada means presenting, displaying. Hum, them. So, aradahum, presenting them. Ala, upon. Al-malaikati, the angels. Faqala, fa, then. Qala, he said. Ambi'uni. This is from Noon Ba Hamza, which means news. And me at the end means me. So, Ambi'uni, tell me or inform me. And this is a command. Bi-asma'i, be with asma'i, names. Ha-ula'i, these. We learn hadha, this. When we are directing or pointing towards more things, then ha-ula'i is used. In, if, kuntum, you are, sadiqeen, this is a plural of sadiq, which means truthful. Ya-nun is a plural attachment. So siddiqeen, one's truthful. Such as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was known as As-Sadiq Al-Amin, one most truthful. Qalu, they said, Subhanaka, your glory, la, not, ilma, any knowledge, lana, for us, illa, except, ma, what, allamtana. Now, if we divide up this word in three parts, allama means you taught, and this is indicated by the shadda on the lam. So whenever the lam comes with the shadda, an ayn lam mim work configuration, that means teaching. Ta, you, na means we. So allamtana, you taught us. Innaka, indeed you, anta, you alone, al-alimu, the most or all-knowing, al-hakimu, the all-wise. Qala, he said, ya adamu, ya is a word used to call out or address. It means, oh, you. So, ya Adamu, oh Adam, ambi'hum, inform them. Now, this is a little different from what we just learned, ambi'uni. The attached pronoun here is them, as indicated by hum. So, inform them. Bi asma'ihim, be with asma'i, names, him, theirs. So, bi asma'ihim, with their names. Falamma, fa, so, lamma, when. Amba'ahum. Amba'a, informed, hum, them. Bi asma'ihim, with their names. Qala, he said. Alam, did not. Aqul, I said. Lakum, la, for, kum, you. Now, because the word before lakum was aqul or qala, the meaning of lam, it becomes two. Kum, you. So here, lakum, to you. Inni, indeed I. A'lamu, again, I know. Ghaiba, unseen. As-samawati, the heavens. Wal-ardi, and the earth. Wa-a'lamu, and I know. Ma, what? Tubuduna, from the del well to reveal or disclose. So to buduna, you reveal or disclose. Wama, and what? Kontum, you were. Tektumun, te indicates you. The middle kaf, te mim, katama means to hide or cover up. Wow nun, ending indicates the plural. So tektumun, you all conceal. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, now we will look at the tafsir of ayahs 28 to 33.